Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 4, 1804, day 22 of the expedition. Camped 17 and a half miles upstream. The journal entry for today is by Captain Clark and is rather long but significant. It appears here heavily edited.
A fair day, sent out three hunters. Passed a large island on the starboard called Cedar Island. Passed a small creek, 15 yard wide, which we named Nightingale Creek, from a bird of that description which sang for us all last night and is the first of the kind I have ever heard. Passed a creek on the larboard side. Here the sergeant at the helm ran under a bended tree and broke the mast. Some delightful land, with gentle ascent about the creek, well timbered with oak, ash, and walnut. Passed a small creek called Zancor. At this point, I got out and walked on the larboard side through rushes for 1 mile, and a short distance through nettles as high as my breast. I ascended a hill of about 170 feet to a place where the French report that lead ore had been found. I saw no mineral of that description. Captain Lewis camped immediately under this hill to wait, which gave me some time to examine this hill. I descended by a steep descent to the foot, a very bad part of the river opposite this hill. The river continues to fall slowly. Our hunters killed 7 deer today. Captain William Clark, June 4, 1804.
This entry shows how observant and detailed the captains were in their descriptions, according to their instructions. The bird Clark called a nightingale was, by many accounts, a cardinal, a hermit thrush, or a whippoorwill. Over the years, birders have been guessing what this bird was. However, they all agree there is no bird called nightingale in America. Captain Lewis, in a later journal entry, identified a bird nearby as a whippoorwill. Monday, the first mention of buffalo.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Music courtesy of Mokoche Records. To hear other days with Lewis and Clark, visit YellowstonePublicRadio.org.